on Southeast AgNet. Most citrus extension agents around Florida's citrus belt have regular educational meetings for their growers, like one extension agent Ryan Atwood hosted recently in Tavares on the north edge of the citrus growing region. This OJ meeting was a bit unusual in that Atwood invited not one or two, but five current or former University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center scientists to talk about a wide range of topics. Leadoff speaker Gene Albrigo tells Lake County growers they can likely expect a heavy bloom in late March, possibly leading to a good crop next season. He says other growers around the state can also expect heavy blooms this spring.
We talked about how good of a flower induction we had with this El Nino winter, which was the most unusual El Nino winter that I have seen. Expectations are for a major bloom the end of March. And expectations are that fruit set in the Lake County area should be good. Fruit development usually is very good in the coldest part of our growing area in Florida. So I'm expecting that production this coming year should be good relative to the number of trees that we still have in the state.
How about for the rest of the state? Same picture?
Very much so in terms of very good bloom coming in all areas. We'll obviously have to wait till the fall and winter and see if we can get by all of these problems that seem to crop up the last few years before we know that we'll actually be able to harvest a big crop off of this large flower numbers that I expect this year.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.